Dad's Stories, My First Museum, Selling Potatoes. From the time that I was in Miss Ledbetter's room in the first grade of school, I was in love with the Smithsonian Institution Museums. In her classroom, we had books filled with pictures from the Smithsonian Museums, and as a little boy growing up in the North Carolina mountains, I dreamed of someday traveling to Washington to see all the wonderful things that were displayed there. As I got older in school, I was afraid that that trip would never come. My parents were simply not travelers, and there seemed to be little chance we would ever make that trip. My dad had been born in 1901 and was in his mid-40s when I was born. He liked to stay at home, didn't like to go places. He would say, "Why do you need to go there? You've never been. And if you've been, why do you need to go back?" And so for years, my acquaintance with those wonderful Washington museums was confined to pictures inside books. When I was